With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. We have details tonight about President Trump's 2027 budget proposal.
A $1.5 trillion defense spending request. That's the largest of its kind in decades. The president had indicated, even before the war against Iran, that he wanted to increase defense spending to modernize the military. He's also calling for a 10% cut in non-defense discretionary spending. The president's annual budget does not carry the force of law. Instead, it reflects an administration's priorities and provides a roadmap to Congress, which handles spending issues. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
More on a big change at the Justice Department from correspondent Ben Thomas.
His Attorney General Pam Bondi was one of President Trump's fiercest defenders, here clashing with House Judiciary Committee members in February.
You all should be apologizing. You sit here and you attack the president, and I am not going to have it. I'm not going to put up with it.
But now the president says she's out. She'd drawn scrutiny over her handling of the Jeffrey Epstein files and failed efforts to bring criminal cases against Trump's political adversaries. Bondi's deputy Todd Blanch is stepping in as acting attorney general, Ben Thomas, Washington.
Two U.S. military planes were shot down in separate incidents yesterday, escalating tensions in the ongoing conflict. One fighter was shot down in Iran. A U.S. crew member on the FA-15 was rescued, but another remains missing. Separately, Iranian state media reporting a U.S. A-10 attack aircraft crashed in the Persian Gulf. The incidents occurred as Iran launched attacks across the Middle East. American employers adding a surprisingly strong 178,000 new jobs last month, rebounding from a dismal February, and the unemployment rate dipped to 4.3%. The Labor Department reporting yesterday that hiring marked a rebound from the loss of 133,000 jobs in February. This is SRN News. A leading gay rights activist takes a stand on transgenderism.
Herndon Graddick used to be the president of the Gay and Lesbian Alliance Against Defamation. He went on the podcast series Strange Bedfellows with Ben Kowalor and Andy Mills to say that he opposes letting children have puberty-blocking drugs to live as the opposite sex. Graddick says, quote, "Teenagers and kids should not be given the power to make these life-altering decisions." He admits that GLAAD was wrong on the issue. Michael Harrington reporting.
People who distribute or intend to distribute abortion-inducing medication in Mississippi could face a criminal charge and up to 10 years in prison if convicted under a bill lawmakers have just passed. Representative Celeste Hurst, a Republican, says she introduced the measure to keep doctors from out of state from circumventing our current law. However, legal experts say it will be very difficult for Mississippi or any other state to prosecute providers who send the drugs in. This is SRN News. With Easter upon us, food safety experts are offering some egg handling tips. Rich Thomason reports.
They say you can dye eggs and eat them safely if they're handled right. We're told we should hard-boil the eggs first to reduce the risk of salmonella, then follow the household two-hour rule for the amount of time that eggs are safe at room temperature. Both artificial and natural food dyes are okay as long as they're labeled food grade. But if you're planning on an egg hunt outside, might be best to go with plastic eggs. Keep the dyed eggs for your Easter spread. Rich Thomason reporting.
The Artemis II astronauts have captured Earth's brilliant blue beauty as they zoom ever closer to the moon. NASA released the crew's first downloaded images Friday, 1.5 days into the first astronaut moonshot in more than half a century. As of yesterday, the crew was 100,000 miles from the Earth and quickly gaining on the moon. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.